Well, we got a familiar face in the studio. Caitlin Lehner is, you're back from Nashville now.
I'm back. I'm back to the cold, frigid Saskatchewan weather.
What was it like in Nashville? Was it pretty warm this past week?
You know, it was good. One of the weekends I was there was really nice. I think it was a high of like 19, and the sun on my face and body felt so good.
And it's 19 degrees, but, you know, you're in a t-shirt, and then people in Nashville are like, you must be from Canada.
I know. I was like, I'm really going to like out myself here.
So how was your trip?
It was fantastic. Honestly, it's Nashville's such an inspiring city to be in. And you're just surrounded by so many like talented, friendly, creative people.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. I feel like, you know, my life when I'm in Nashville is songwriting. And that's something that's pretty different from what I do when I'm back home in Saskatchewan here. And so it was fun just to be, like, say, in the studio and writing music every day and being able to like go out to shows. During the evenings, and I wrote a lot. I have like a whole new catalog of songs that I'm super excited about, and it was fantastic. I can't wait to be back down there again.
Oh man, yeah, well, no kidding. Like, you come back and you're already thinking ahead to like, oh, when do I get to go next?
I know, absolutely. I think that that's just like, that's the industry. Things move fast. You're always working on the next thing, and like I say, it's just a fun place to be in, and you're able to connect with so many people while you're down there. And you know, if things don't work out on that trip specifically, people are like, let us know when you're back down. And so it just like, it gives you something to be excited about.
Yeah, well, and I mean, you got to work with some pretty big names while you were there. So you worked with Adam Wheeler and with Paul Sykes. And for people that aren't quite knowledgeable about the music industry, why is that such a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, those Nashville, I feel like there's so many people and a lot of names that just the general person like wouldn't really know of. But it's these people that are behind some of your favorite songs that you listen to on the radio. And Adam Wheeler works with Megan Maroney, Paul Sykes with Lainey Wilson. He was part of Hang Tight, Honey, and Wildflowers and Wild Horses. It was so cool that I could get into the room with them. I was like, I don't know how I got here, but I'm so happy to be here. And it's just like, it's so cool seeing how those people work. Like, you can tell that they're professionals and that they do it every day.
Oh, yeah. Well, and like, not only in the room with them, but like, they're giving you their time on a professional capacity.
I know. Well, I kept on being like, are you sure? Like, I was like, thank you so much times a million for making time for me, because like say, they don't have to. They have a million people that they could be writing with, and they could be having dates with, you know, whichever big artists in town. But the fact that they made time for me and were able to work on my new music, like it was pretty cool.
Imposter syndrome to the max, but then you realize that even like the biggest artists feel that too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I don't know, everyone's working down hard. Everyone's working down there hard for the exact same thing, and everyone's just excited to, everyone loves music and they love songwriting.
Yes.
And it doesn't always matter who they're in the room with, creating with, they just are happy to be there.
Well, and then coming back from Nashville, see, you said you got some new songs under your belt.
I do, yeah. I have I wrote a lot down there. I also got some great songs pitched to me, which was like a new experience for me that super excited about. I have a bunch of new music. I'm like, when can I start? Obviously, like, this new song is out right now, so I'm like, okay, I got to give this a moment to like breathe, but I'm excited to get back into the studio and just like keep working on new stuff again.
Well, and now you mentioned the new song. Okay, so Something I'd Like. I gotta say, Caitlin, props. Holy crap.
Thank you. I'm so excited about this song. The like time that we wrote it and when we were making the demo for it, I was like, this feels good.
As a listener, and I really don't know how this is from your perspective, but this kind of almost feels like the start of a different chapter for you.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is the start of a new chapter for me. You know, it's the music I've been putting out previously, I think has just been like very comfortable for me, very like safe, I would say.
And there's
like,
nothing wrong with that.
No, and there's nothing wrong with that. I love that music, and that music is still very like authentic to me. But this
Matter of Wine will be forever stuck in my head.
I love that. Good. this one takes a bit of a 180, especially from my last single, City Cowboy. Like, this is the complete opposite from that.
Yeah, this is insane.
Yeah, like I say, it leads. It's a lot more heavy. It's that kind of heavy country rock feel, which is super fun and which I love, and is kind of how the song came to be at the very beginning. I was like, I love those heavy hitting country rock songs, you know, kind of like the old school Carrie Underwood thing. And
yes,
I love singing those songs and performing those songs during my live shows. And I was like, I need one of those songs for me.
Something aggressive.
Yeah. And so anyways, yeah, we came up with Something I'd Like, and it's perfectly fits the boxes of what we were looking for.
You know what this reminds me? You've seen Grease.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, Olivia Newton-John comes out wearing a leather jacket.
Oh, yeah.
She's badass. Yeah, no, that this is like your end of Grease arc.
Yeah, this is like the graduation song in a way.
We have this song, which this is on Ride It or Bucket, and I listen to the song if you need a reason why to vote, but the music video shot right here in Saskatoon. Tell me about this. How did this all come about?
Yeah, shot in Saskatoon. The whole team was Saskatchewan people, which I love so much. The video is just as wild, I think, as the song. And that's exactly what we were going for. I kind of wanted to just like show people the performer that I am. And like I say, I used to dance when I was younger. It was a big part of my like on stage performances. And I really wanted to bring that back. And so we were looking into kind of some like inspiration for this song and for the video and what we wanted to do for it and how we can kind of match that like aggression and confidence of the song. And so, yeah, we were able to reach out to some dancers in Saskatoon here. We worked with Vibe YXC Dance Studio. Harrison King was the director, who's also a Saskatchewan guy. And my band is in it, which is so great. And it was a big process. Obviously, like I say, all planning the music videos is always the longest process of it, and trying to get like all the logistics in place. And, you know, we shot it, yeah, in an airplane hangar, and we had to reach out to those guys, and they were so great to welcome me in there. And my team was like pushing airplanes out during the morning before I got there.
How did the idea for shooting in a hangar get floated about?
Yeah, well, my manager and I were talking about just a location that checked the boxes again for this video, and we kind of just needed like a big open space. And honestly, both of us were on like Realtor Saskatoon. I was like, what do they have for like commercial businesses that are just like open and empty right now?
Like a warehouse or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we were like looking into some of that. And then, yeah, she was like, oh my gosh, I know a person who knows a person who has connections with Krios Aviation in Saskatoon. And they were like, let's see if we can get into the airplane hangar and if they would allow that, if they would want us in there. And yeah, it was fantastic. They were like, we can keep some stuff in here. We have a helicopter if you want. And so we almost pivoted on the morning and, like, to have a helicopter.
Casual helicopter in the background of the music video.
I know. I was like, that'll be for the next one.
Raise more questions
exactly.
than answer. Yeah, no, that's awesome, though. And major props, because like you said, it's a long process getting a video going. There's a lot of working parts that come to make it work, but you guys clearly made it work.
Yeah, thank you so much. And Creative Saskatchewan was involved in this project, too, which they've been so great supporting my career over the years. And so, yeah, it really takes a team. And it's so fun to work with other Saskatchewan creatives.
Isn't it amazing just having amazing organizations like that just, you know, in your lane helping lift you up?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of things that I think a lot of artists would say wouldn't be able to happen and wouldn't exist without organizations.
People with a lot of really, really good ideas. And then it's organizations like that that help to make them come to fruition.
Totally. Yeah. You need a little bit of a fire under your butt sometimes to like get those ideas onto paper and into reality.
It definitely feels like there was a fire under your butt. Something I'd like this major props on this release. This is some awesome music that you're releasing. And I'm really excited to see what comes next. Once this song has been out for a while, once the public, you know, steeps in this, what's next for you?
Yeah, I mean, like, new music probably sooner than later. Woo! Which I'm so excited about. I'm so excited for live shows. Like, say, playing this song live, I think that was something that was in my head while we were writing it. And so I'm so excited to get on stage and to be able to, like, rock out with this one with my band.
Right? Won't it be so nice when you can be outside on a stage and not, like, be freezing your butt off?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Like, sweating in the plus 30-degree weather. I can't wait.
Well, again, if you need a reason of why to vote, go check the music video out. Take a listen, smash the vote button on Ride It or Bucket. Caitlin Lehner, any closing remarks you'd like to say about this song?
Oh, I hope that this song brings in some steamy, warm weather vibes for you guys to get you through the Saskatchewan winter. And thank you for listening to 92.9 The Bull.